This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions in Gaza near the border with Israel before sunset on Tuesday, a month since the Hamas attack which sparked Israel's fierce military assault on the enclave. Israel has bombarded the enclave since the Hamas raid on southern Israel 1 month ago, when its fighters killed 1,400 people and seized 240 hostages. Gaza health officials say the Israeli assault has killed more than 10,000 Palestinians, including some 4,100 children. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel gave civilians still trapped inside Gaza City a four-hour window to leave on Tuesday, saying its forces have surrounded the city and are poised to attack. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Gazans were seen heading south on foot to flee the city on Tuesday. Nassim El-Dada is one of them.
We don't know where we are going. We are heading south, as they told us to do. We are walking and don't know where we will go.
The Israeli military posted a video on social media of what it said were Palestinians holding white flags as they moved south in a line. Hamas said the army had forced the people in the video to act that way to humiliate them. Gaza's interior ministry says 900,000 Palestinians are still sheltering in northern Gaza, including Gaza City.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israel said on Tuesday its forces were operating deep in Gaza City in their battle to wipe out Hamas and the Palestinian enclave, and that the Islamist militant group's leader was trapped inside a bunker. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Israeli soldiers were operating in the heart of Gaza City. He said there were kilometers of tunnels that run under schools and